But this is something that I broke out last year, and it's like, we got all this audio sitting here. Why don't we replay it again? Because it's awesome.
Yeah, how'd you think of this one?
I try not to give away my trade secrets too often and the genius that has gotten me to this point. But this is one of the good ideas.
You just spent a weekend at an opium den, just getting lost, and all of a sudden, like,
It finally hit me. Let's just replay the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then talk about it.
Right.
So what we're talking about here is emergency break of the year. There are so many that get swept under the rug, and even a lot of times, I think, as we've learned over the years, a lot of the best ones don't even win the voting for the week, which is okay. That's just part of the deal.
Or get nominated.
Or get nominated from time to time. That is Monty going after George, the Lord of the E-Break, not DJ.
Whatever.
DJ respects and loves the Musers, but that's Monty.
That's why you left him the first chance you could.
Well, that might be true also. So we went through and we're combing through the archives, trying to find the best moments, and the truth is that there's no way we could get to all of the best ones. So we're just going to alternate here, and we're just going to kind of pepper you.
Yeah, this will be part one.
This is going to be part one, and we'll do as many parts as we need, and we'll do the final voting on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Not really sure yet.
Because this is also part one of our of the year segments, as tomorrow we will be debuting part one of Drop of the Year with Ham and Tyler helping us there.
Yeah, so that'll be then. Right now, let's run through some of these e-breaks.
All right.
Let's start here, because this one made me laugh, and you were directly involved in this one. You kind of caused this e-break. Jay King is going to be up for an emergency break of the year. As we've had some infamous tickers over the years of laughing at inappropriate times, the Dave Lane laughing when Dr. J's son, the autopsy
that
results came out.
Pee-pee.
Yeah, and he can't stop laughing, making himself laugh. Well, we had a Jay King ticker where he could not stop laughing.
In Cincinnati this afternoon, a warrant has been issued for Bengals running back Joe Mixon for a complaint of misdemeanor aggravated menacing. The warrant filed states that Mixon allegedly pointed a gun at an individual on January 21st and said the person should be popped in the face. Tom Pelissero reports that Mixon's agent has issued a statement saying the charges will be dropped tomorrow morning. And happening right now next door to us, the Dallas Mavericks take on the struggling and Zion-less New Orleans Pelicans.
So why did Jay find Joe Mixon's criminal past so funny?
There was nothing funny about that ticker story whatsoever. Until you find out what was happening behind the scenes, which was Monty distracting Jay.
Me, Monty?
Yeah.
The very same. What other Monty do you know?
Jordan Montgomery? Jim Montgomery?
Neither of those.
Okay.
So Monty will definitely try to distract you if you're trying to talk on air, because he has to make things difficult for everybody. What exactly were you distracting Jay King with there?
I was showing him Eminem erotica. Not like Slim Shady erotica.
Like the candy.
The candy.
No way!
And apparently he found it pretty funny.
And you had him giggling uncontrollably during a very...
Which was pretty good, yeah. It wasn't like he was doing a Mav score.
Yeah. Or...
It was a guy getting arrested, and Jay just can't control himself. It's just hilarious.
Not very professional at all.
No.
So I've got to put Jay King up for an emergency break of the year vote.
Okay. I will start with... Let's go with Gordon here, as he has taken this year and pretty much used it as a way to, again, annoy George any way he can, including trying to throw away his bottles by whizzing them past George.
You guys have a good show. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, guys. Hi, Junes.
All right.
Hi, Donnie.
That's Matt. Bart. That's Donovan. They are next.
Hi, Matt.
Thanks to Tyler.
Hi, Junes.
Thanks to Fernando.
Hi, Gordo.
And Ryan for the great... Oh, God dang it. If you shoot that mother up one more time...
Wait, what just happened? What just happened?
The next bottle you throw over here is coming back at you 60 miles an hour.
Okay, do it again.
I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Headhunting is a coward.
That's right.
Did you hit him, Gordon, with the shirt
he's wearing?
He is. He hit me right in the noggin.
I did not. I hit you in the shoulder, and then Craig tried to block it.
That's what hit me.
He was trying to block it from going into the trash can, and he hit you in the head. So
headhunting is a coward.
Blame Craig.
All right.
But we'll see, the only thing you have to do to block Gordon's shot is sit there, because it's never going in.
Yeah, you don't have to block his shot.
That's a shot at me.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Was that a smooth transition from the Musers to the Invasion, would you say?
Not really. No, but it's pretty funny because you can hear the bottle clanging in the background.
You hear it once.
Shoot that mother up one more time.
You hear it once as George is wrapping it up, and then you hear the one that hits.
And I don't know if I would have been that terrified of his threat. Maybe 60 miles per hour is fast for a bottle, but that's not... You know,
an empty plastic bottle, you're probably not going to be hurt by that.
Right.
I mean, baseball, it's going to hurt.
Even then, you know, that guy, you're not putting him in your bullpen if he's throwing 60.
Not 60. I mean, if I threw a baseball at you right now at 60 miles an hour, it would probably hurt.
Nah, I'd be fine.
Okay.
All right, I have a notoriously high pain tolerance.
All right. Well, that's Gordo up for an emergency break of the year. Speaking of the Musers, this one cracks me up, and this one is a double. Author James Patterson is up for an emergency break of the year.
Always knew he'd get one.
This is a classic Fernando. Fernando books a lot of, or booked, I guess I should say, a lot of authors for them. James Patterson, the second wealthiest author, I think, in the world. His net worth, $800 million, if you go by the internet. So the Musers had him on, and he had a double e-break. One in the middle where he gets crossways with his dog in the middle of the interview, and then he wraps it up very, very ticket-like, I guess you could say. So here is James Patterson, the author, getting interviewed by the Musers.
Barry Alvarez, who was the coach at Wisconsin for a long time, and he read House of Wolves over the weekend, and he called up and he said he read it in a day and a half. And he's not a speed reader, so it was a cool compliment. Anyway, I got to go to Tampa now. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Say hi to Brady.
Yeah, will do. Bye.
James Patterson, very busy man.
Anyway, I got to go to Tampa now. Just bailed.
All right, I'm going to try to play the first part of it from my computer, if you can, Tyler. All right, let's see here. Take it out of...
Let's go ahead and send the show into a screeching halt if we can.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention, is that Lupica's a devout Catholic, but he still goes to church, and you, I guess you spend your Sundays relaxing.
I go. I'm not quite as good as Mike is, so I'll probably be in purgatory for a little while.
And you've worked with so many different... Didn't you work with Dolly Parton once? One of our listeners was talking about you working with Dolly Parton.
Hey. Shut up. I'm sorry.
What was that?
People running in... That's the dog. The dog is barking at the door.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, so
that's a guard dog.
Yeah, that's like Magnum PI stuff.
Really, he told me to shut up first. So it was only fair.
I bet that Gordon at first was a little worried that he may have been talking to a partner or something right there. Shut up.
So the double from James Patterson of yelling at the dog to shut up and then abruptly ending the interview saying, I got to go to Tampa now.
Yeah.
Say hi to Brady.
Very good. I have a couple of ones from my whip partners here, but I got to get this one in there. This one's from Corby. This was from an episode of The Hardline that featured Donovan instead of McLaren, or instead of Davey, because there was a wife swap that day. And this was right whenever The Golden Bachelor was ramping up, and people thought that was still a great show. Well, they inserted Norm into it, and it led to maybe the wildest E! News I can remember, and we have 2 minutes of that, which became an e-break.
Man, these ratings are horrible, but why is North Texas like the 60 share?
No, it's like a Super Bowl. Like, what's going on in Dallas?
Every single human in Dallas is watching.
You just can't get enough. There's just Viagra all over the floor.
Just a rapper. Like Tweaky rappers on the floor.
Roughnecks.
He's just breathing so hard as the door opens.
Okay.
One walks out, and the cane pulls another one in.
He's going to robe the whole season.
He gets a stuck in the door jam.
Stop it.
Hold me.
I don't even know what you can say.
I dumped it.
Why?
But he doesn't feel it in like 2 minutes, two hours later. He has no idea. You can't say that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I got caught up in the moment. I got excited for Norm as the Bachelor. Whew, finally.
I think we just had the best E-News ever.
Okay, you do need to host E-News. I'm glad you did.
So what you missed was as Norm shuts the door, one of his testicles gets caught. Stuck on the other side of the door, and he like turns around to, and his sack gets distended.
He walks like 20 feet away and doesn't notice.
But it's still just kind of normal. Looks down like, okay. Well, something's kind of off a bit. Oh my God.
It all the way to the bed and has no idea.
Someone opens the door, it slingshots across the room.
Smacks her right in the
face.
But
she trips on it when she walks off. She's walking to the bathroom and she trips on it. Hey, go watch yourself there. Watch yourself.
Breaks a lamp.
Oh my God.
Boy, good times. And that was full on display of Corby Dolphin, too.
The subsequent break, too, of us kicking it around even further. That was good times. That was a great day.
Yeah.
Why?
That was fun having Donovan in that day.
God. How did your voice do that?
I don't know. I do know that we're up against it. I think we're going to have to continue this in the corner today.
Yeah, I think you're right. We only got to 4 of the 10 we wanted to play.
Someone told you that it was going to take a long time, but, you know. Yeah. We'll get to it here. 9:15. We'll circle back.
We have a new high bid on the Whataburger Normathon auction item for today. Right now, the high bid for tickets for 4 to 2 Ranger games in 2024 is at $1,300. That's right, $1,300. All of that going to benefit the Austrian Street Center for the Homeless. Of course, benefiting also the Whataburger Normathon. Give us a shout, 888-77-1310. We will be taking bids until the end of this segment. That's right, until 9:30. So if you can top the bid of $1,300, call Creighton and do that. Right now, it's 9:19 here on the ticket. You got Monty and DJ in for the Musers. And now, how about a little Monto's Corner brought to you by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes and Tylock George Eye Care.
Throw it to yourself. Throw it to yourself.
All right. Like you did in the O-Deck?
Yeah.
Okay. So we tried to do the full e-break of the year round one at 8:40, and there was just too many yucks to be had. Just no way you could contain that much mishap in one broadcast year in a 12-minute segment. So we had to carry some of it over to now.
It's almost not fair co-hosting with Monty. Like, I'm so sore from last week, doubled over laughing so much from your comedy. And then I only have 2 days to recover.
What are we doing?
And then you're just hitting me again all morning today.
What do we do? Aren't we just having a fun show? Anyway.
We are having a fun show.
All right. So some extra e-breaks here that we didn't get to at 8:40 as e-break of the year candidates. And somehow we combed through, I mean, literally hundreds, at least a couple hundred.
I went through a couple thousand last night.
And narrowed it down to 10. If you have one that you feel like we missed, hit us up. We'll try again for maybe round 2 later this week. But another one from this year that I thought was really good was actually on our show when we were doing the sweet spot, and Mino got up to try to, I think he was trying to move this monitor or something, and he fell out of his chair, and we all laughed at him.
Yeah, once the parade dispersed and we saw the swarm of humanity making their way towards the plaza, it was just too much for our technological side of things, and we were bumped off the air. And I really hate that I couldn't hear the fun and chaos that was happening back here, so we go to Monty.
My chair.
Oh, my God.
I fell over.
Are you okay?
No. I'm good.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, I took a charge. That's a charge. I was going for the audio cable. I get up, and then the ticket ghost took my chair.
Your rolling chair.
I'm good.
Rolled too far back, and you landed on your ass.
I've got
ass.
The audio cable for a minute from now.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. We called a timeout, so I don't have to miss
I don't
a play.
Know. I don't have to miss a play after that. Wow.
I think my mic broke, too. I'm going to have to do the rest of the show like this.
Holy
this is,
crap.
This is insane.
That was awesome.
How do we fix this? All right.
He popped up so quickly, too. Maybe they won't see it.
Yeah, that's the worst part about falling when you're adult. It's not the pain. Oh. It's just you got to make sure nobody else saw.
Well, in the shock.
And everybody saw.
Oh, boy. That's so great.
Oh. All right.
All right, what
three,
were we talking about?
Hold on. Let's restart. 3, 2, 1. Justin.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
All vamping something while about we went vamping. Off the air Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
So just like the Gordo throwing the bottle at George, hearing the chair come out from underneath Mino.
Yeah. That's everything.
So loud. And then, yeah, Sean's doubled over laughing. I got full belly guffaws. It was a pretty funny sight to see.
It feels like foreshadowing, too, because some member of the ticket team will die by these chairs that we have in here, whether it's them not being there, not being responsive, like for Mino, like he needed his chair. Imagine he falls and breaks his neck there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Got a juicy lawsuit you could be talking about there. Whether it's just long-term crippling back pain that we get from sitting in these chairs all the time, you don't have to worry about this, but it's a
real
hazard.
Yeah, I got it made.
You do have it made. In some ways, you are luckier than the rest of us.
Yeah.
This is one of the very narrow...
very, like, one or two in total ways... I think Gordo would be suspect number one there. God, would be suspect number one because of the way he just sits with his neck, like, level with the desk.
I would love to see, like, a CAT scan of his skeleton from sitting so many years like he does.
Yeah, he's got adult onset scoliosis just from the way he does musing the news.
All right, I got a good e-break of the year candidate here. We got Bob Sturm of the Hardline.
All right.
And... as we know, he has an affinity for a certain type of woman. I think everyone kind of identifies as him as that. He's the football guy.
If I had to sing about those women, it would sound
Hispanic
like...
Hispanic girls.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that. So, obviously, Jenna Ortega for E! News or anything like that, up-and-coming actress, that is a immediate, this is probably going to make the show. And we had... unfortunate timing and unfortunate phrasing here from old Bob.
We should find the people who did this.
And curse their families and watch as misfortune follows their bloodline for the next seven generations.
Okay, I see it now.
They're both so gothy.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
The
Aubrey
girl from
Plaza
Wednesday.
And Jenna Ortega.
She's the new, the Addams family.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that fits. Yeah. That fits really well.
How old is she?
Jenna Ortega is 20.
Okay, good.
Aubrey Plaza is now 38.
I was just...
and they did look super
creepy.
Cute.
How old is Wednesday supposed to be in the show? Like a young...
like a prep school.
14-year-old, 15-year-old?
16 or something?
Who can say?
Okay, yeah. So I'm glad she's 20.
She can play young.
I kind of feel like I need to plow through that.
Wednesday?
The show.
Plow
be
through
careful.
What? Jenna.
Oh.
The Hispanic girl
now
by
that
the
I
name
know
of
she's
Jenna.
Now I know she's 20.
Kind of need to.
Kind of need to plow through that.
Yeah.
Listen,
my wife loved
I'm
it.
I'm talking about watching the show. Everybody knew that.
I got a slideshow I'm going to plow through after.
But that said, my terminology could have been a little cleaner.
Just the timing.
He just says it so casually, and it sounds like he's... sucking his gut in and like adjusting his pants and
kind of feel like I need to plow through that.
Like he's confident dad.
Like he's getting paid to do this or something. Like I guess
he doesn't want to.
I guess it's on me. Yeah. I gotta plow through this.
There's a bit of reluctance in his voice, but it's almost like he's been given a directive from up high. It's like I think I need to plow through that. I guess. What a treat that would be for her.
Yeah.
The guy exactly. That runs the Sturm stack feels that he is obligated to
run through her.
Plow through
plow
that.
Plow through her.
Plow. The least affectionate of verbs you could use in a situation like that.
I feel like if that's your go-to line out at the bar, your hit rate's going to be pretty low. You're going to be below the Mendoza line. Oh, Bob. All right, I got another one here. This one is DJ Dinkelberg.
Whoa.
From the last time you and I did a little dry docking. No, this was during the summer. Now, if memory serves, you said, I want to do Biggest Show Coming to Town. Yep. And I didn't know why you were so gung-ho, but you were like, I want to do Biggest Show Coming to Town. And little did I realize at the time that you only called for the ball for one punchline at the end of the segment.
That's a lot of what I've got is, yeah, I'm centering everything about it. I've got one tiny little thing, and we're going to get there eventually.
You spent a week putting this band's nuts on a tee.
Yep.
And you had done nothing but take batting practice hacks, getting ready to, at 8:55 on a Tuesday, let loose.
It's like a Rocky montage of me training, getting set for this one moment when I was just going to let them have it and drop comedy gold.
You finally get up to the plate, and you pull a Javi Baez swing and a whiff.
I've got a noodle for a bat. I got nothing. So Shania Twain at Dos Equis, Friday, July 21st. And really the only reason we're doing this. Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this?
Oh.
That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
What would Chad Kroeger think if he found out you thought he was Scott Stapp?
There's no way you know that the lead singer of Nickelback is Chad Kroeger.
It's Kroeger or Kroger.
It's probably not Kroger.
I think it's Kroger. Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
I feel like I probably offended Jake more than anybody. But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlon Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was
here.
And then you turn on me.
I was ready to turn on anybody
in the middle
to try
of that,
to...
Like, God forbid, I reach into my little bag of musical knowledge and let you know who Nickelback's frontman is, and all of a sudden you flip the bazooka back around and just blow it back at me.
Look, I was cornered. There's no doubt I was...
I did test, a cornered bear.
I was busted. And you got within range, so I was going to take anyone with me that I could.
And then as we are fishtailing across the musical highway, you finally see an off-ramp of, Tyler, go ahead and pull up a Nickelback song. Let's get out of this.
Well, Tyler didn't help me at all because I sent him the music ahead of time, and he just played. It's not his fault, but he just played it anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know the play. You just sent me the link.
You somehow gaslit Tyler into thinking that was a Nickelback song.
And now he has paid me back by just
playing
wearing
that
it
literally
out.
A million
Creed?
Times.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Boy, you were so happy.
Hey, you inspired the Rangers. You just didn't know it at the time.
That's true.
Boy, I am responsible for the Rangers' first World Series win.
That's what you should take out of all of this.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's pretty sweet when I think about it that way.
Planting yourself in the middle of the World Series run.
All right, well, we probably need to vote here.
How many are we moving on from the candidates we played today?
I think we move on, two?
Okay.
Maybe two in a wild card.
Man, that's a hard one. All right. I don't want to go first.
I'm just going to pull from my list. The Bob one is awesome to me.
Okay.
The Bob one is classic. It inspired some artwork even in the studio here.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Bob and Jenna Ortega are moving on to E-Break of the Year.
Let's do two from each of our lists. So get one more from yours.
I like the Jay Offensive Ticker, too.
Okay.
I think that one's pretty funny, and I think the backstory of you holding up M&M candy porn and making him laugh during a ticker kind of adds to the mystique.
All right.
And you showed me the picture, and it was about the most graphic
thing. Did you think it was pornographic?
Yeah. By every definition, yes.
I thought it was a little avant-garde.
No.
It was really just kind of what you thought it might look like. There's a lot of dudes in that one photo with the green M&M.
It was way worse than even I thought it was going to be, somehow.
All right, the two from my list, of course I got to go DJ with Creed, and then I'll go Corby doing E! News talking about Norm getting his nuts caught in the door.
Okay.
I think that's a fun couple of minutes, stop down their show. So that is round one of the E-Break of the Year. We will check back in Thursday, tomorrow at 8:40. We will start Drop of the Year with Tyler and Ham.